The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Turn on the recording now, and just extending a really warm welcome, for everybody. And as we continue this exploration of compassion, we started with having compassion for those that we have they're like a dear friend or a benefactor or somebody that's it's really easy to feel loving kindness for, feel warm-hearted for. And then when we see that they have some difficulties, that they have some suffering, then our loving kindness just naturally transforms into compassion. That is, this warm-hearted wish for their suffering to diminish, to go away. So it has these two elements of maybe first recognizing that there is suffering, and then that gets met with this warm-heartedness, this sense of goodwill. So we started with dear friends, benefactors. And then we have been doing compassion for ourselves. And now I'd like to extend it just a little bit and to do compassion for neutral people, that is people that we don't know. And so much that is, we could say, the blossoming of our Buddhist practice or of our spiritual practice, whichever tradition we practice in, is to be able to meet others with a warm-heartedness and a wish for their suffering to diminish. Doesn't mean at that moment we're going to drop everything and run out and fix things, but it means that our stance, the way we approach the whatever is brought to our attention, whatever we notice, whatever is in our experience, is one of wishing for suffering to diminish in a warm-hearted way. Not because we hate the suffering, or not because we feel like we have to fix everything in everybody's life, but this is what it means to have openness and freedom in one's life, is that we wish just naturally, and it arises, that we wish others a diminishment of their suffering. So whatever life presents to us, our response can be an expression of our compassion. And we can cultivate this by doing what we're doing here, is cultivating compassion. So two ways compassion arises. One is just naturally with Buddhist practice, and it's what I'm familiar with. There might be other ways, but what I'm familiar with is that which we find more freedom, we find more ease, and then it's just natural that compassion arises. And we cultivate compassion by doing some practices that we are going to do. And I'd like to share some words, excerpt from some poems that talk about this, kind of exemplify this, by one of my new favorite poets, Amanda Gorman, this amazingly talented, beautiful person who's offering the world some of her poetry. And she writes and speaks about, "Let us walk with these warriors, charge on with these champions, and carry forth the call of our captains. We celebrate them by acting with courage and compassion, by doing what is right and just. For while we honor them today, it is they who every day honor us." Beautiful, beautiful. This is from her poem, Chorus of the Captains, by Amanda Gorman. That's not the entire poem, it's just an excerpt. She was, some of you may know, she was honoring three people that the NFL chose to honor for the Super Bowl, and she was part of the pregame performance of the Super Bowl. And these three different individuals are people that have been offering so much to their communities. And she, and Amanda Gorman writes, "We celebrate them by acting with courage and compassion, by doing what is right and just. For while we honor them today, it is they who every day honor us." It's touching, this idea to bring together this idea of compassion and honor. It's a way in which we honor and respect people's capacities to heal. We have compassion. Doesn't mean that we infantilize people, that we make them feel like they can't take care of themselves. But instead, we wish for their difficulties to ease, and we support them in whatever way is appropriate for us and for that person at that time. So to help us by acting with courage and compassion, we can cultivate compassion. So with that as an introduction, we can do this guided meditation. We'll begin by taking an alert, upright posture. A posture that has softness and ease, and also has some stability, maybe this word honor, some uprightness. Not with stiffness, but with openness. And just feeling into the moment, what's being known. Maybe it's sounds that are predominant. Maybe it's the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. Allowing our attention to land on whatever is arising and is predominant for us right now. Maybe we're noticing the sensations of breathing. Letting the mind and body have some ease. And when the mind wanders, just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, which will create the foundation for the compassion practice. Just bringing to mind somebody for whom it's easy, uncomplicated, simple, to feel some care, warmth, love, respect, goodwill, benevolence, kindness, whichever words resonate for you. And allow yourself to feel the warmth you have with this person. Feel the warm-heartedness, the connection. That might be by visualizing a person, or maybe it's even kittens, puppies, or babies that are imaginary. Whatever is a support for having this sense of warm-heartedness. And to support our mind staying here with this experience of warm-heartedness, you can see these praises as an anchor, as a give something for the mind to do while the heart, so to speak, connects. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allowing ourselves to feel into the experience of loving kindness or metta. And then we might imagine that this lovable being has some difficulties. Either some difficulties we know about or some we can imagine, some frustration or disappointment. And we can send compassion cultivate compassion with this lovable being, with these phrases. May your difficulties ease. May you know peace. May your difficulties ease. May you know peace. May your difficulties ease. May you know peace. We don't have to imagine the most difficult thing the lovable being might be experiencing. But just like us, they have difficulties. They have a body they have to take care of. They have a mind that sometimes feels like it has a mind of its own, perhaps. May your difficulties ease. May you know peace. If you feel like your connection to the lovable being is waning, you can refresh the image. And or feel the sensations in the body that are a correlate to the well-wishing might be a literal warm feeling in the chest, heart area. It might be a sense of openness or spaciousness. And if you find yourself a little stuck on the difficulty part that the lovable being is having, that you are imagining, you could just switch back to loving kindness, or maybe have some compassion for yourself. You're getting tangled up. Whichever movement towards more loving kindness, towards more compassion for yourself, feels like it would be supportive. May your difficulties ease. May you know peace. We can do loving kindness for, compassion for ourselves. Of course, we have difficulties. My difficulties ease. May I know peace. May my difficulties ease. May I know peace. And then can we extend our compassion for people that we don't know, that we don't have a relationship with? All these people that we don't like or dislike, neutral, people that are neutral. It can be helpful to bring to mind a specific individual, maybe somebody on this Zoom call, or maybe somebody that you see sometimes in the neighborhood, or you see in another setting, but you don't know them. And to send them compassion, just like us, they have difficulties too. Amanda Gorman writes, "Let us walk with these warriors, charge on with these champions, and carry forth the call of our captains. We celebrate them by acting with courage and compassion, by doing what is right and just. For while we honor them today, it is they who every day honor us." What would it be like for us to honor others, even those we don't know? To honor and to care. Extend warmth. Bringing somebody you don't know to mind. This may be a little bit challenging. May your difficulties ease. May you know peace. 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 And then for this last portion of the meditation, what feels like would be the right practice for you to do now? Maybe continue with compassion practice. Maybe do some loving kindness practice. Maybe some mindfulness. Just allow your mind to slide into whatever feels like it wants to do next. Way to honor yourself. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. And when you're ready, can gently open the eyes. So in this poem, making kind of this connection between honoring others and having compassion. Sometimes we might have this idea that to have compassion is somehow related to having pity and, you know, the way in which one person is lower or lesser than and that somebody else is higher than. But to honor people's, what's happening in their life and the processes that they're undergoing, and to connect that with compassion, with this warm-heartedness and respect and care. So now I'd like to put you into some small groups where you can explore this topic, maybe this connection between honor and compassion, and how are they related? Maybe you find ways in which they're different, but is there a way that these two ideas support one another and can help support us in our practice and motivate us perhaps as we cultivate compassion to remember that it's about honoring. Maybe that supports us to have compassion for ourselves as well as for others. So we'll go into groups of three or four and we'll be there for maybe 13 minutes. And there's a way in which we can take care of both the introverts and the extroverts. For some people, they can't wait to get into these groups and start talking. For some people, they appreciate the opportunity to connect and maybe to explore topics a little bit differently, but are a little bit hesitant. So this is why I'm often suggesting that there's a particular structure to these small groups so that the kind of level the playing field a little bit between the introverts and the extroverts. So, and that is to go around in a circle and to just say one point. You don't need to say everything, but all the ideas that you have about this connection between compassion and honor, but just say one point and then it'll go to the next person and then let it go to the next person. And some of you will have three, some of you will have four in your group. And just see what there is to see, or learn what there is to learn, or hear what there is to hear. And we can go in the order by the day of the month you were born. So if you were born on the 31st, you would go last. If you weren't on the 1st, you'd go first. So here you go. Have fun. Okay, so welcome back, everybody. Does anybody have a comment or something they'd like to say or share?
Yes, I would like to say something, please.
Yes, Abraham.
So this is so interesting that you're starting to, I don't come here every day, but that you're starting to include more compassion. And I was just saying to my group, I know the difference between compassion in the world and loving kindness, or what I also call friendliness. But when I'm doing it in a practice, I find that the two don't have such a very distinct boundary. Is that common?
Yeah, I would say so. It's kind of just, it's this warm heartedness. I wish I had better words, but I don't. Kind of this spaciousness. But often what is happening with compassion is also this, and maybe it's not so much well-formulated thoughts, but mm-hmm. I wish that your difficulties would end. Like, I see that you have difficulties. I understand that you have difficulties. So it's not a glossed over caricature of a person, but it's a recognition that they have difficulties. Everybody does. Does that make sense? Oh, Abraham,
I was just surprised because I very much know the difference in the real world when I see someone who's suffering as opposed to just having a warm, friendly regard for somebody. It's much different. But in the meditation practice, I think might be the wrong metaphor, but I was using the word they almost bleed into each other like a color, you know, a yellow and a red bleed together to create an orange.
You know, I wonder if a person were to do a meditation that focused more on the difficulties that somebody were having, if they then the experience would be different. Here, I wasn't really focusing on difficulties. I was talking about honor, and I was using kind of the same cadence and same similar words that I do for loving kindness. So maybe that's why they started to bleed. You know, it could be something to explore. Yeah. If I spend more time saying, you know, visualize this person and specifically the difficulty they're having and really getting in touch with that, maybe it would have unfolded differently.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Abraham.
I'll jump in. This was very, you know, interesting for me. And it's sort of like, you know, it's a river of connections to, you know, to go from the kindness to the compassion to the honoring. And I'm wondering, the compassion part, the seeing of the suffering is that's something that, you know, for me to explore what is involved in witnessing, seeing, how much partaking, et cetera, et cetera. But the idea that the metta, that these things go along, and the idea of honoring it is just that's another word that I'm sure has a lot of depth to probe. But that I'm really appreciating that. Thanks, Diana. It's very nice.
Yes, thank you, Kathleen. Yeah, there's like so many different aspects and avenues and depths, and there's a real richness here that we could spend a lifetime exploring, and I would say that would be a life well spent. Okay, so we're 1 minute past the hour, so I want to respect everybody's time, but thank you all. Thank you, and wishing you, if you'd like to unmute, we can say goodbye. And it's nice seeing you all. So thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Diana.
Thank you, Diana.
Bye,
everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Krista.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye, Don.
See you again soon.
Yes, nice to see you, Glenn and Trudy, and bye, Jamie.